This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the vaccines are already here. And they are being distributed. And they are being used. And people are getting vaccinated. I can tell you no one in our family has gotten the vaccination yet. But I'm hoping whenever they can. Of course, if it is appropriate that first responders and frontline workers get it first. And speaking of frontline workers, there was a closure of part of the state capital of Michigan in Lansing, Michigan, earlier today because of an unidentified terrorist threat. The official said it had nothing to do with demonstrations that are ongoing, demonstrations against the fact that Michigan was carried by 154,000 votes by Joe Biden and cast its 16 electoral votes for Biden earlier today. By the way, the electoral vote count right now in terms of announced official electoral votes and the electors, 232 for Donald J. Trump, 247 for Joseph Robinette Biden. Now, he's about to get 55 electoral votes from California. That would put him well over the top. That would put him at 302. And then Hawaii will be the last state to cast its votes at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So we will say that Hawaii should be after the show, but that would take him from the 302 to the 306 because Hawaii has electoral votes. In other words, everything's gone smoothly. Everything has gone just as the votes were certified. And the situation in Michigan, they closed down the whole state capitol, all of the offices. However, the electors from Michigan, these 16 Democrats who had been elected in the state of Michigan this time, that was the key state. Trump won Michigan by 10,000 votes last time. Biden won it this time by 154,000 votes. And the electors in Michigan met in the Senate chambers of the Michigan Capitol, and everything was safe. And apparently nothing has happened or materialized with this particular threat. And speaking of threats, there is an argument that's being raised by elite economists, which means hold on to your wallet, that if you work from home, if you're lucky enough to work from home, you should be paying a privilege tax. The piece, which is fascinating, in Time magazine, says if you're one of about 40 million American families working from home due to the coronavirus pandemic, you're already familiar with the challenges it poses. And if economists at Deutsche Bank had their way, you would get taxed for it too. By the way, it's interesting. Deutsche Bank is the institution that apparently President Trump owes about $420 million to. So this is not money they want for themselves. It's money they suggest for the government. During the pandemic, the proportion of Americans who work from home increased tenfold to 56%. In other words, 56% of people working from home, that when normally it was less than 6%. The remote workers who opt to stay home, said Deutsche Bank, even after the pandemic subsides, should pay. They should pay a 5% privilege tax. That money should then go to low-income essential workers who cannot do their jobs remotely. And Luke Templeman, who is one of these studies' authors, says the sudden shift to working from home means that for the first time in history, a big chunk of people have disconnected themselves from the face-to-face world, yet are still leading a full economic life. That means remote workers are contributing less to the infrastructure of the economy while still receiving its benefits. Now, what do they mean by contributing to the infrastructure of the economy? They're not paying for gas stations as much. I know for me, working at home, I don't have to go to the gas station nearly ever. I mean, I can't even remember the last time I had to get gas because I'm not driving into work every day. But when you go to a gas station, and especially if you get a cup of coffee at the same time, you're contributing to the infrastructure of the economy. If you don't go out to buy a muffin or get a cup of coffee while you're working, well, if you don't do that, you're not contributing to the infrastructure of the economy. And the whole idea of working at home, they say, well, you ought to pay for that because you're saving a lot of money, so you ought to pay part of the money you save back to the government. Working from home has advantages, the study says, compared to an office you save on clothes. I still dress like a slob when I go into the office, too, but that's all right. And commuting, for example. This is the privilege that should be taxed. The idea that anyone would associate my wardrobe with privilege is ludicrous. The bank is proposing the tax should be paid by the employer if the employer does not provide the employee with a desk at an office. If it does, employees should pay the tax out of their salary for each day they work from home. Self-employed people and those who earn low incomes should be excluded, and the tax would not apply to times when the government advises people to work from home. This sounds like it's going to be very complicated to administer and to fulfill. Just another complicated set of forms to fill out. And while a 5% tax may seem like a lot, Deutsche Bank sees it differently. We assume the average salary of a person who chooses to work from home in the U.S. is $55,000, the study says. So the tax works out to just over $10 per working day. Okay, that's still $50 a week if you're working 5 days a week, which is not nothing. More or less the amount employees might spend on commuting, lunch, and laundry each day. Laundry each day? According to the bank's estimates, leaving people no worse off than if they decided to go into the office. They claim that putting this tax on people working at home would raise $48 billion a year, and that would allow the government to take that $48 billion, and then for people who earn under $30,000 a year and cannot work from home, they would each receive a yearly $1,500 grant. Obviously, the $1,500 grant has echoes of that $1,200 that people received from the government with the bailout, with the stimulus package. Peter C. Earle, an economist at the American Institute for Economic Research, says, like many taxes, this is an idea that looks humanitarian and logical on the surface, but it's going to be tough to implement in practice. When you work from home, you're not getting the mentoring and friendship, he says, adding that job security often depends on developing relationships inside the firm as well as being good at one's job. This will lead to innovative ways of avoiding the tax. Well, of course. Of course. I mean, how are they going to determine how many days you work at home? And if you're paying $10 extra for every day you do, of course there's incentive to avoid that kind of tax. Look, not every new idea that comes across the transom is a disaster. There's actually a very good idea, bipartisan legislation, introduced by a Republican from Oklahoma and a famous Democrat from Hawaii. No, not Barack Obama, that other Democrat from Hawaii. We'll get to that story coming up on the MedVet Show.
been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free, 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they're going to make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I'm sure you remember that at the early stages of the Democratic debates, that was way back last year, can you believe it? And more than a year ago, when they were getting started and they had so many different candidates, one of the candidates up there who sounded a little bit different from the others, at least on some issues. She attacked Kamala Harris at one point. She attacked Joe Biden at one point. Tulsi Gabbard, the congresswoman from Hawaii. She is a military veteran. She was very proud to post all kinds of videos of herself working out. And she is very athletic and very careful about her health and fitness. She's leaving the Congress of the United States. And she actually introduced a new bill together with a Republican from Oklahoma. And the bill is called Protect Women's Sports Act. That doesn't even spell anything in particular. There's no acronym that works there. But the purpose of the bill is to clarify, uphold, and strengthen the original intent of Title IX, ensuring a level playing field for girls and women. She posted a tweet in which she talks into the camera, I think, very effectively. She starts with a brief history of Title IX, number one.
You may know Title IX is a historic provision created in 1972 that was based on the recognition of a biological distinction between men and women, and to make sure that women and girls have equal opportunities, especially as it relates to competitive sports. Now, it was specifically created as a carve-out to existing anti-discrimination laws that not only allowed but actually required educational institutions who receive federal money to provide separate programs and opportunities for females based on biological sex, recognizing this is the only way for girls and women to achieve equality in competitive sports.
Okay, do you hear this radical notion? The radical notion is that it's simply not fair for somebody who has grown up as a male with the testosterone that that naturally involves, and for that person who has grown up as a male to compete with someone who's grown up as a female and grown up very differently with real physical differences. And if you want to allow girls, women, to compete successfully, and the whole purpose of Title IX is exactly that, then this is outrageous. Now, Gabbard, who's 39 and is leaving Congress, it's unclear what she's going to be doing, but as she has been called all kinds of names. She's been called transphobic. There's one of the things posted on her Twitter account. She's called a S-word heel, which is a term I'd not heard before, but it's evocative. She insists that there are some facts that you simply cannot ignore. Listen.
Now, it's a fact. Biological males hold a physical advantage over biological females when it comes to sports. This is specifically why Title IX's sex-based segregation in sport was created. So I introduced science-based legislation called the Protect Women's Sports Act that clarifies, upholds, and strengthens the original intent of Title IX. It ensures a level playing field for girls and women competing in sports. As I said before, Title IX intentionally created an exception to non-discrimination laws out of that recognition of a biological difference between men and women.
Okay, and is there a real difference between men and women? I think Tulsi Gabbard, even though she's only 39, has noticed. Clip three.
But it is a scientifically established fact that there is such a thing as a man and a woman. It's also common sense. So it is the height of hypocrisy for those who claim to be advocates for women's rights to deny that there is even such a thing as a woman, biologically speaking. To deny the very biological distinction that makes women women and not men.
And she concludes with a story which is very relevant. Listen.
a biological male who has that physiological advantage, there's no amount of talent or hard work on her part that'll make a difference. So I want to ask you to join me in standing up to fight for girls like Yasmin to make sure that they can continue to reap the benefits of Title IX that have empowered so many women and girls who've come before.
This is wonderful. And congratulations to Congresswoman Gabbard. This is the perfect way to leave office. She served her country in the military. She served her country in Congress. Yes, she's way out there on the left and many, many other issues, particularly on issues about America's profile in the world and profile in the Middle East. But still, to leave office with positive legislation like this, that is very encouraging. There is, by the way, another alumnus of the Democratic presidential race named Andrew Yang, who has just let it be known he is going to be a candidate for mayor of New York. And given his tremendous success in raising money for his presidential campaign, his effectiveness as a television communicator and debater, I think Andrew Yang is going to be the next mayor of New York. I do. I think he'll be a very formidable candidate. And again, not quite as crazy and far out as Bill de Blasio, say, who is not going to be the new mayor. Speaking of new mayors, Jenny Durkin, the mayor of Seattle, the mayor of the Summer of Love, who promised that... Now, I know she was joking. I've listened to the clip 1,000 times. She was asked about what would happen with CHAZ, as it was known then, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. She said, I don't know, maybe we'll have a Summer of Love. And she meant it jokingly, but it's no joke. The city is devastated. We're going to be talking about this. Eric Johnson of Como TV has done another phenomenal documentary, which everybody should see, about the fight for the soul of Seattle. Good for him. That fight is going to continue with a wide-open mayor's race. Of course we could find somebody worse than Jenny Durkin. It's easy, but I hope we can find somebody much better. The war between Whole Foods and Cracker Barrel. Who's winning? Where? Coming up on the MedVet Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is stressing the need for Americans to get a coronavirus vaccine when they can.
At 95% efficacy, this vaccine is extraordinarily effective at protecting you from the virus. Getting vaccinated will help keep you, your family, and your country healthy and safe.
The U.S. Surgeon General is addressing the coronavirus rollout when it comes to minority counties.
We know that lack of trust is a major cause for reluctance, especially in communities of color.
Dr. Jerome Adams saying it's critical that trusted voices, including faith leaders, are deployed to talk about the safety and effectiveness of the vaccine. Wall Street starting off the week on a down note, the Dow losing 185 points to finish the day at 29,862. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's year end. A lot of people are doing year end planning, charitable contributions. That's wonderful, but also time to look at your investments. You can expand your horizons, get involved with some of the most exciting startups anywhere in the world. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner from Our Crowd, find out about all of these amazing new companies and what they're doing and how you can pick and choose and figure out which one you would like to invest in. Now, normally, this is a privilege that's reserved for people with great wealth, people who are venture capitalists or angels, now available to you, to ordinary Americans. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for my brother's company, Our Crowd. And that means that your holiday next year could be even more joyous and worth celebrating. Click on the banner for Our Crowd. It costs absolutely nothing to receive information and to find out about some of these opportunities. I had mentioned about a war between Cracker Barrel and Whole Foods. There's a Cook Political Report has been saying for several years now that more than race, more than religion, more than ideology, more than age, more than income, the real gap in American politics is between people who like to shop at Whole Foods and people who like to shop at Cracker Barrel. And the Whole Foods Cracker Barrel gap just reached its highest level in the 2020 election, its highest level ever. In counties that have a Whole Foods market, including counties that have both Whole Foods and Cracker Barrel, but if as long as your county has a Whole Foods market in it, anywhere in the county, Joe Biden won 85% of those counties. Wow. And what about for those counties with Cracker Barrel? In those counties with Cracker Barrel, even if they had a Whole Foods in them too, Biden only won 32%. Trump won 68% of those counties. Whole Foods counties tend to be higher income and located in metropolitan areas, while Cracker Barrels tend to be in more rural areas, as the name would imply. The smallest gap since Whole Foods emerged as a national chain was in 1992, when Bill Clinton won 60% of Whole Foods counties and 40% of Cracker Barrel counties. Counties that have both stores are included in both categories. Now, for counties that have no Cracker Barrel and only Whole Foods, Biden won an unbelievable 95%. And meanwhile, for a county that has Cracker Barrel but there's no Whole Foods anywhere in the county, Trump won 92% of those counties. Now, I'm sure somebody's going to write a PhD dissertation on this, because I think it's fascinating and the difference is so extreme. It's one of those things that I'm sure Joe Epstein would denigrate if somebody did do a doctorate thesis on this issue. What you cannot denigrate is the fight for the soul of Seattle. This is a new news feature at Como News, but it's posted for free. It's a 90-minute must-see documentary. You can watch it on YouTube for absolutely free. And here is Eric Johnson, who did the previous groundbreaking documentary, Seattle is Dying, which is really about the devastation by the so-called homeless crisis. It's really the devastation for a breakdown in all law and order, all order or decency in the city. And now he takes it further. Listen to some of these voices from around Seattle talking about the situation we're in now. This is 12A.
Listen closely. Listen to what the people of Seattle are saying. The people who live here and work here and raise their families here. Beneath the anger and frustration is a sadness, because they remember what Seattle was, and they've watched it devolve in a fundamental and chilling way.
I stand before you today to express that I do not feel safe in the city in which I live in. We are losing hope. We're losing hope for the future of our city.
Can't you all see the suffering associated with lawlessness? This is not compassion.
I'm against having guns, but I feel like I need to get one to protect myself. Who's going to protect me?
And then there are more voices about how the city has become nearly unlivable. Listen.
There's so much crime here. It's just, it's unbearable. It's almost like we're under siege.
If we're taking a hands-off approach and the police are taking a hands-off approach, then the only people who have hands on anything is the criminals on our stuff.
I have been screamed at, yelled at, spat on, grabbed, followed, just about everything that you can imagine. And that's my front yard. That's where I live. This is my home.
It makes me want to move away. I've lived in Seattle for 20 years now.
On a daily basis, I don't feel safe at all.
Just accumulating to the point where it's gotten out of control. It's not right. I'm trying to run a business here.
I mean, anything you need that's illegal is downtown right now.
They're tearing our city apart. I mean, look at it. It looks terrible. It's horrible.
The city council has been a total joke.
This has nothing to do with politics. This just has to do with the survival of our city.
They're exactly right. At the end of the 90-minute documentary, Eric Johnson himself talks about the heart of the problem. Listen.
The city and the county prosecutors don't prosecute, and the judges dare not step out of line, and the tents persist, and the drugs are rampant, and the businesses just give up. And the city council reimagines and wings it through a sloppy little revolution that has brought the best city in America to its knees. Let me ask you something. 50 years from now, or 100, when they look back at images like these, when they see a man like this, when they look at this woman, when they try to grasp what it was that had cast this place into such cruel and chaotic circumstances as to create pictures like these, Do you think any of them will whisper to themselves, wow, what a compassionate and caring people they were in Seattle. What grace, what virtuous leadership they had there once upon a time.
This is so powerful it's unanswerable. And I'm very eager to speak to Eric Johnson, and congratulations to him on this great work. We'll put a link, if we can, to get to people and give them the opportunity to see this documentary themselves. There is breaking news, which is all of the states, all 50, have now announced their electoral votes. The Electoral College confirms President Trump received 232 electoral votes, exactly the same number that that Hillary Clinton received last time. Joe Biden has received 302, but I think with Hawaii coming in, unless there's some problem with Hawaii after the show, it will be the 306, which is exactly the same number of electoral votes that that Trump was supposed to receive last time. But there were two faithless electors that had cut his number down. It is a... you can tell it's going to be a division of 74 votes when the electoral vote count is finished. But it is now official with the Electoral College voting. We'll see if there is a response coming. We'll bring it to you right away from President Trump. I kind of doubt that there will be. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and the culture are in chaos. Our traditional foundations are under attack. And we're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with the stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with the first arrival of slaves. One organization that resists this sort of nonsense and that proudly holds true to the nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website, faithandfreedom.com, and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike. And see our friend Paul Kanger's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. You can find all of this and much more at the website for the Institute of Faith and Freedom. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner, the Institute for Faith and Freedom.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. at ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
And speaking of winter wonderlands, really, if you had thought of the one thing you would most want Santa to bring this year, wouldn't it be a COVID-19 vaccine? I mean, really? One would think it would be. Oh, no. And I didn't even do I was going to be doing a story, and I didn't get to it. Breaking news, the Attorney General of the United States, the Honorable Bill Barr, and I do think he is honorable, has just resigned as Attorney General. This reflects the fact, the New York Times has a piece, Trump turns on Bill Barr over his failure to violate Justice Department policy. In the weeks after the election, reports the Times, Mr. Barr refused to refute Mr. Trump's specious claims of widespread voter fraud. But this month, after Mr. Trump raised the prospect that the Justice Department and the FBI may have been involved in tipping the election to Mr. Biden. Do you remember that? When President Trump said the Justice Department and the FBI actually may have helped rig the election to Biden? Mr. Barr broke his silence. In an interview with the Associated Press, Mr. Barr said that he saw no examples of widespread voter fraud that could have meaningfully affected the election. Those comments angered Mr. Trump, who has been searching for anyone to help push the notion that the election was stolen from him. This is not a good sign. In the last few weeks, what is it? It's about the last 6 weeks of his presidency. He's going to fire the Attorney General. I don't remember. I think Jeffrey Rosen is now the Deputy Attorney General, who would probably take over. I don't think it's a good idea if President Trump makes a recess appointment or somehow tries to install Rudy Giuliani. No, not a good move. This is too bad. We were talking about vaccines, and there's no vaccination against this stupidity. By the way, I'm sure there are people out there who think President Trump did it. It's a good thing. Bill Barr wasn't standing up for him. Fine. Chris Christie, who's somebody else who has been a very, very loyal supporter of Trump. You may remember when Chris Christie dropped out of the presidential race himself, he was the first major Republican figure, really the first one, to endorse Trump. He endorsed President Trump even before even before Jeff Sessions did. It also didn't go so well between Sessions and Trump. But here is Chris Christie appearing on ABC about the president's ongoing legal fight to overturn the election. Here's the former governor of New Jersey.
Well, listen, the legal theory put forward by his legal team and by the president is an absurdity. And the reason why the Supreme Court didn't take it is because it's an absurd idea to think that any state or any number of states, no matter how good they are, can challenge another state's right to run the election as they see fit. And also, there's no evidence, as I've been saying since election night, show us the evidence. And what's gotten even worse, though, Martha, I think, is the attacks by the president on good, hardworking, decent Republican governors. And you've seen his attitude towards these folks change. And let's think about why. You know, back in September, he said about Doug Ducey, Doug is tough, Doug is strong, Doug is a good governor, the Arizona governor. He said about Brian Kemp back in the summer, that Brian is a capable man, he knows what he's doing, and he's done a very good job as governor. Now, after the election is over and he lost Arizona and Georgia, he says they're rhinos that are working harder against him. He's calling them corrupt and also telling people things that aren't true.
And then Chris Christie concludes this way. And given the fact that this guy was a very good prosecutor. By the way, once upon a time, Rudy Giuliani was a successful prosecutor. Chris Christie was better. And here's what he said about the evidence for massive fraud in this election.
People are going to have to stand up and start to say these things. I mean, you know, the fact is in Georgia, and people should know this, that signature verification, which the president continues to tweet about, has been done twice in this election. It was done when the application for a mail-in ballot was sent in. And it was done when that mail-in ballot was ultimately set in. And Governor Kemp has said this. The Lieutenant Governor has said it. The Secretary of State has said it. And so, you know, it's gone. The reason the Supreme Court is not taking this is not because of a lack of courage. It's for the same reason that every court has thrown this out. It's a lack of evidence and a lack of any type of legal theory that makes any sense. And the worst part, though, is attacking these guys like Brian Kemp, Doug Ducey, and others who are following the Constitution and executing the oath that they took.
It's extraordinarily well said. And, of course, I'm sure Chris Christie is going to be off the president's Christmas list himself. Somebody else who will be. And this is another powerful comment from another powerful Republican, Michael Steele, former Republican Lieutenant Governor of Maryland. Michael Steele, former chair of the Republican National Committee, talked about the 126 members of the House, all Republicans who associated themselves with Trump's lawsuit that was thrown out by the Supreme Court. He said the act itself by the 126 members of the United States House of Representatives is an affront to the country. It's an offense to the Constitution. And it leaves an indelible stain that will be hard for those 126 members to wipe off their political skin for a long time to come. There's a movie out there that's flawless or tidy, but that does not leave an indelible stain. It stars Drew Barrymore, but it's different from her usual fluffy romantic comedy. A little bit more edge to it. Darker edge. The movie? The Stand-In. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A self-destructive star in Hollywood is sentenced to rehab after various scandals, but she gets her sunny, dim-witted stand-in to take her place in rehab. Drew Barrymore is excellent in both parts in The Stand-In, now available at select theaters.
My name is Candy, and I am an alcoholic. must be a real wake-up call for you, a big Hollywood hotshot.
Here's a tip. Don't mix fentanyl, bennies, and heroin.
Good advice, I'm sure, but you should be advised that this is no fluffy comedy, as the far-fetched plot moves into dark territory about two flawed women battling for control over a celebrity's public image. Rated R for some graphic sex references and harsh language. 2.5 stars for the occasionally funny and intermittently affecting The Stand-In.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And tomorrow on the Michael Medved Show, we are going to be, perhaps just saw another news flash, barely, is Trump, who announced that Bill Barr had resigned. In any event, tomorrow we're going to be talking to two frontline physicians about what it means that we now have the COVID vaccine headed our way. Two senior physicians at Evergreen Health up in Kirkland, Washington. And we're also going to take a quick look at a new survey that shows that even though there have been very intense restrictions placed upon religious institutions, I mean, I've never had a Hanukkah like this one, and we're in the middle of Hanukkah. Today's the fourth day of Hanukkah. Despite the fact that there is a great number of restrictions on religious institutions, there's a new study that says that religious institutions are particularly essential in a pandemic. Why? We will get to that as well, plus the very latest. The electoral vote is complete, 306 to 232. It is a historic day for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.